The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me here Memorial Day Sunday, 8 to 8:30. Eric Stewart here to talk real estate. But before I jump into real estate, I want to thank our veterans, men and women of armed forces, those of you who retired, those of you who served our country, who are still serving us today. I just want to take my hat off to you. I know we all are appreciative of the freedom we enjoy, the hard work, fighting work you've done to prepare, and whether it was like my father who was in the Army during the Korean War. Yeah, he's stationed in Germany. He worked in a lab that made sure that the milk was pasteurized properly before it was shipped to Korea for the forces that were serving there. You know, there are people like my grandfather who was an orthopedic surgeon. He was the chief of orthopedics at Walter Reed. He was a lieutenant colonel that served. And so many folks that weren't necessarily fighting but were a part of the overall fight to serve, to protect the freedoms that we enjoy. My grandfather, Leonard Peterson, was that man. He was just a great man, you know, just a wonderful guy, a real heart to serve, and he happened to be there to help with prosthetics for those soldiers that were wounded during World War II. You probably have your stories, especially if you have a relative who served at some time in history that you're especially proud of, or some experience you've had in serving, and we just want to say thanks. We just want to take a moment here and pause in the middle of all of kind of coming into the summer and relaxation, be thoughtful, be considerate, and celebrate you, the men and women who've served in our armed forces. So we thank you. Today, I look forward every year. I like going downtown to D.C. and going to the World War II Memorial, one of my favorites, the Vietnam Memorial, and walking those grounds. Somehow, I just get very teary-eyed when I see the names on the wall there. And, of course, like walking up to the top of the Lincoln Memorial and remembering the Gettysburg Address, the hallowed ground that is our nation's capital, as we fought to preserve the rights for all of us to have the freedom that we enjoy. Grateful to be able to do what I enjoy in real estate, worship the way that I enjoy at church, spend time with my family the way I enjoy. And I can do these things, and I don't have to worry about somebody coming in and telling me I can't do it the way that I want to do it, because I live in America. So, you see a vet today, and if there's an opportunity to share and be grateful, this is a great day to remember those who have served and thank those who are serving or who have served before. I remember back, gosh, it's been almost 40 years ago when I graduated from high school. I grabbed my Fuji 10-speed bicycle that my mom and dad had bought me at Georgetown Bikes down in D.C. Still there, yellow building. Went down and bought this Fuji 10-speed, which today, archaic, very heavy. You know, I bought these French panniers, which is a name for these two suitcase saddle-type suitcases that would sit off the back wheel, and then on top of that, it would be my tent and maybe my sleeping bag, and then there was a small pannier on the front that I kept a book in and memorized lines for my theater degree that I was going for at Southern Methodist University that fall. And I stuck this bike underneath the Trailways bus that I took from Silver Spring, Maryland, all the way to Santa Cruz, California. 3 days on a bus. I don't recommend it. I think it was probably my butt was sore after 3 days, more so than it was riding 7.5 weeks from Santa Cruz to Bethany Beach, Delaware. That's how bad being on a bus for 3 days can be. Well, I learned a lot about our country, and so much of it is still relevant. And this Memorial Day, as we talk about honoring those who've served, I'm reminded of a particular conversation I had in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which at that time was a fairly sleepy town that I had ridden my bicycle into. I guess it was maybe a day or two earlier before Sundays, maybe a Friday afternoon. I can remember there was like a country store. And it was outside of town. I couldn't even tell you where it is now. It's probably not there anymore. And it there was an older guy sitting up in a rocking chair up on the porch. And, you know, for me, at 18 at the time, and he was probably 70, had a beard. He's rocking himself back and forth. And this is like a 12 to 14 foot deep porch going into this country store. And he looked at me, he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm riding my bike across the country." He said, "What do you think about it?" Now, just a couple of days before, I had been in this small town called Empire, Colorado, which was at the base of Berthoud Pass, not too far from the Vail Tunnel, if you know where that is in Colorado. I recall getting to Empire. I was by myself because my two other guys I'd started with, we kind of split up around Moab, and one guy went into downtown Denver to see family members, and the other guy did something else. But we all agreed we would meet in Empire, Colorado, and guess what? We ended up meeting there. But that night, before I met them the next morning, I got into town. I was so tired of sleeping on the ground. I remember riding back behind the road and seeing somebody's yard, and it's dark outside, and I go into this person's backyard and I put my sleeping bag down on this trampoline and I climb inside of it. And man, I was out like a light. And I woke up the next morning and I heard rustling around me. It was like somebody turned the lights on. Of course, the sun had come up. And I'm looking up at the back of this house and there's this lady standing on the back of the porch off the back of this house. And she said, "Hi." She said, "Are you hungry? Would you like something to eat?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, "Pancakes good?" I said, "That'd be great." So I got myself together, pulled my bike up, and rode it back around. And guess what happened? I ended up going inside and having breakfast with this lady and this other guy. And they made, I wanted to hear about all that I was doing as I rode my bike across the U.S. Had a great conversation with them, enjoyed it. My friends showed up, both of them individually, and so the three of us are there, and we're getting ready to ride up. But while I was waiting for them, there was a lady whose car was broken down. I got to tell you the truth, I don't know how to fix cars, but I try to fix things for people and figure, you know, maybe they don't know the basics that I know, which is, you know, tighten this, screw this, maybe check the oil, which is about all I could do. But anyway, I'm trying to help her, and she's not quite figured it out. My two buddies were like, "Well, you want to go?" I said, "Well, you know what? You go ahead. I'll join you up at the first gas station on the other side of the pass if I don't catch up to you." So I helped this lady for maybe 20, 25 minutes. And, you know, her car, I think, started. And I don't know that I had anything to do with it. I think I prayed with her and asked the Lord for a blessing on her car. Anyway, so she got on her way. I got on my bike, and I'm riding up Berthoud Pass, which, if you know Berthoud Pass, this is no sleepy walk of a ride up. It is, you're climbing from around 6,000 feet in Empire, my guess, because I haven't looked it up in a long time, up to Berthoud, which is about 10,500 feet. So you got to climb three and a half hours up. I get up there. I am so happy to be at the, because at the top, you're at the Continental Divide. You're at the top. You are basically going downhill for a good 30 minutes, just gentle applying on the brake as you walk, as you ride on through. Anyway, I get to the first gas station, and my buddies are not there. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't know what happened. I wonder where they went. So I wait there for a moment. I'm thinking, well, maybe they stepped over to deli or something. I wait there for about 10 minutes, and I end up, heading on, thinking, okay, maybe they missed that one, and I'll go to the next one. Well, went to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And you know what? They weren't at any of them. And I had no way to call them because it was 1982. So I went all the way to Estes Park, which was, I can't recall, 30 miles from there. And guess where they were? They were in Estes Park, but I never saw them. I never saw them again the whole trip. I got to Estes Park. I didn't have any place to stay. I met somebody else. They said, "Well, yeah, you can stay on the floor in our cabin. You know, there's not much room. There's no beds." I said, "No problem." I crashed, went to sleep, woke up in the morning. We were literally, my friends and I were literally a block away from each other, but had no way of communication. So they went east through Nebraska, and I went north towards Jackson Hole, and we never saw each other the rest of the trip. It was quite a journey. But that brings you back to where I was before, which is in Jackson Hole and up on this front porch. And the man asks me, why are you riding across the country? And I told him, it's amazing. People have been so nice to me. They've invited me in for breakfast or to stay on their floor. And I conveyed all this exultation for what America was to me now that I had been out there for a couple of weeks on my bike. And I turned to him and I said, what do you think? And he said, you want to know what I think? I said, yes. He said, you want to hear the rest of the story? Well, I'll share it with you. But I'm going to take a break first, so stay with me. I've got Stuart Rosenthal first. Stuart, bring us your insight from the Beacon newspaper before I continue this long-ago bike story.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here. I'm going to talk about a health story, which is a topic that we've heard before. I've talked before about how important fiber is to our health and how oatmeal, for example, is a good kind of soluble fiber that keeps cholesterol down. But this article points out that in addition to lowering cholesterol, there are a number of other benefits from having fiber in your diet. I didn't know this, but apparently it can also lower your blood pressure. It can help you lose belly fat, and in general, it can help prevent inflammation. So there's so many reasons that we should keep fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains in our diet, because what goes on inside of our bodies with the bacteria that are good, that are inside of us, they really need this fiber in order to do their job. And when they do it well, and these are the kinds of benefits we get from them.
Is this kind of like throwing a mop to somebody who needs to clean the floors?
How do you mean?
Like you're putting the fiber in your system, and it's like the guys are all sitting down in your stomach like, we don't have anything to mop this stuff up with. We need some fiber here.
That's a great way to look at it. I'm sure that must be what it is exactly like. I picture these bacteria with their mops in the pails.
Yeah, where everybody else is just sitting on the pail like, I can't do anything. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com. We'll be back with the rest of the story right here on The Eric Stuart Show.